years ago, Castleways was a village of 30 houses with a public, and 60 years ago.
Was a
village with 30 houses, and there'd be 4 to 6 people living in each house. There was a blacksmith shop, and there was a public house. The blacksmith shop was run by a man named Ned Costain. They called him Ned the Lug.
What? How did you get that name?
Oh, I don't know. All the Manx people had nicknames in those days. And the old woman that ran the public house, she was a Mrs. Gelling. And she sold good ale at a penny a pint. And they were awful thirsty people around there because they worked in the quarries and the lime works. And he had a raging thirst of a night, so the pub was full.
No, the pay'd be small then.
The pennies?
The pay.
Oh, they were earning from 12 to 10 shillings a week. The women earned sixpence to ninepence a day, filling stones into the in carts in the quarry, and the people that put them in the kilns, the women that was up on the kilns working, put them in the kilns. And they earned sixpence a day.
I see.
Yes.
Quite a little village, all in the
It was quite a little village with a church. Yes.
Church
of Maloo was on
Maloo was on
the hill. And that church was full of a Sunday night. You couldn't get a seat in it.
Indeed.
Yeah. Everybody went to church. Yes. And the main food of the working people in those days, all the days of the week was potatoes and herring, and Sunday meat they'd have, on Sunday they would have meat.
Were you working in the quarries?
No, I was never working in the quarries, no. I was serving me time for Regina, in Castledown, yes.
Why Castledown?
I worked in Castledown all my life. Yes, and the blacksmiths was a busy place in those days, because the farmers all came in at night time with all their socks and coulters to be pointed, and they worked at home on the farms before they came to work in the blacksmith shop.
I see.
And then the pub was very busy of a night too, because all the lads came down to the blacksmith shop and they finished up in the pub.
Well, they'd be working late in the blacksmith shop.
They worked until nearly 10 o'clock at night. Yes, yes.
How many would be in? Just
young men. There'd be
a blacksmith
and his apprentice, and I should say there'd be 20 to 30 young men there of a night.
Not all working in the
shop? No, all down with their irons. Yes, this time of the year.
Yeah.
You know Arthur yourself, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, what else was I going to say about? Oh, there's a giant shop too, yes. A wheelwright?
A wheelwright. Who was the...
Cubbon. John Cubbon, wheelwright and cart builder. Yeah.
Opposite Smithy?
No, it was over the road further.
Nice.
Yes. At the old windmill, we call the place. Yes.
There used to be a windmill there?
Yes, there used to be a windmill pumping water out of the quarries.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yes. What else was I going to say about the place? Oh, the highway board had to make alterations there on the corner, hadn't they? Take the old Crossways had to be taken down, the old house had to be taken down, and the corner altered. The old farmhouse belonged to
the house you
used to live in, yes.
Live in.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And your father lived there before you?
All four generations up the Mill Crease lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were called in them days the Bill Mullins of Murraway.
Murraway.
Yes.
What was that? Oh,
Mill Crease of Crossfour Ways.
No,
Murraway was Crossfour Ways. Yes. Yes. At Christmas time, there was an ilvery held in Maloo Church on Christmas night. And old Mr. Taggart, came down from Grenaby and played his fiddle and sung solos in Manx. And the church we packed out with people, packed out the headphones down through the aisles. There'd be 600 or 700 people in of a Christmas night. Yeah.
Big do.
Yeah, big do.